The dirty secrets the textile industry doesn't want you to know about today on the Non-Toxic Living Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Non-Toxic Living Podcast. My name's Warren Phillips, otherwise and most commonly known as Non-Toxic Dad. And I'm so excited to talk about this topic today, the textile industry, even the organic textile industry. The clothing industry in general should have ingredient tags on their clothing, the sheets, the fabrics that we're using, because they're super toxic. And I'll get right into it. Even organic, and we're going to get into all the different types of fabrics today, which ones are better, which ones are toxic, and what is the best. This is one of the grossest, most perverted industries, I believe, that we're dealing with today. You know, the food industry is one, you have agriculture being another, you have pharmaceuticals, and then you have the textile industry. And the cover-up, I would say, is that we're just looking at products like Shein and these fast fashion, and we talk about the heavy metals and the toxins and how this clothing is plastic and how toxic that can be to your body, all the different chemicals that can be inside of those plastic fabrics, right? Polyester is a plastic fabric, plastic-based, like petroleum-based fabric, and there can be all kinds of toxins in there. In fact, it's even organic cotton can have quite a bit of toxins in it, depending on how it's processed, and be petroleum-based as well. So this is where it gets interesting. This is how dirty it is. So many of you know that we do clothing not to be what's best for your body, and particularly your skin, because a lot of this stuff can cause skin reactions and dermatitis, contact dermatitis, and we're taking medications, and meanwhile, it's the Lululemon that's could be potentially causing that they're wearing on our skin. So the textile industry doesn't really care about your health. That really doesn't care about your skin. It really cares about its profits, and profits come down to using ingredients and chemicals that are actually inexpensive instead of expensive, because it costs quite a bit more to make a shirt out of cotton, a natural fabric, than it does to make it out of polyester. And so when you can get a double, triple the margin by moving from a natural fabric to a synthetic fabric, that's what they do. And then that gives them more marketing dollars to put influencers out there on nice tight pants that flex, pull up their pants and flex their butt cheeks at you in their Lululemon type products. What else? It could be Nike. It could be a number of those common brands. But there's so many of them, and they're flaunting the tight fit and what they look like, because really what they're selling you is sex. They're selling you what looks sexy, what the world is doing, what everybody else is doing. And then you're convinced that this stuff is safe, and you're convinced that this is what you have to wear. I mean, even my family, because it's so common and everyone around us is wearing, even in the homeschool industry, even the crunchy homeschool industry that I'm in, the community that I'm in, there's so many people wearing plastic tights, and they won't get rid of them, guys. They continue to wear them because it makes their butt look good and everybody else is wearing it. I'm telling you, it is all about marketing, and we can all be programmed to believe something's safe. So I'm not going to judge you if you don't believe what I believe, because it took me years to come to this realization that the textile industry is absolutely toxic. I wish that they'd have to disclose the ingredients, what they dye these fabrics with. And so many times I've even called, you know, like Smart Wool. I've given them a call. I'm like, hey, what do you dye your stuff in? And like, oh, you have to call here. There's our parent company. And of course, they'll just say, you know, dyes that are environmentally friendly. That's the best I can get out of them. So you really, what that means is they're dyes that will eventually biodegrade in the environment, but they're not natural. There's all kinds of toxins that can be inside of those dyes. And let's talk about these different dyes. So before I move on and talk about these toxic dyes, but let's talk about the industry once again. Polyester, right? Let's talk about how bad that is, first of all. And then we'll move on to some of the dirty secrets, more of the dirty secrets within the textile industry. I don't want to drop polyester right now. Polyester is essentially a plastic clothing. And it's here's the problem with it, right? The more you wash it, the more you dry it, the more these particles start to fall off. So literally when you're sleeping at night, and if you have a polyester blended sheets, these microplastics can get inside of your body. So when you're flipping them in the dryer and they're going boom, 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 microplastic dust, your lint tray is full of microplastic dust. If you did a swab around the edge of your house and on flat surfaces, it's full of microplastics. Where's that coming from? Your carpets, obviously, but also your clothes and your dryer. It's shedding off of you constantly. And the other problem, and they found this in studies, that the bras and the the plastic polyester fabrics, the nylons that you're wearing, especially our children, can have dangerous levels of BPA, bisphenol A, which is a known hormone disruptor. And sometimes they switch out that chemical for bisphenol S, which is more impactful to your fertility than BPA, which is more hormone disruptive in the way of triggering something like weight gain. And then on top of that, these chemicals have in treatments, especially inside the fabric, to make the fabric and even the dyes have formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. They can also, to make it look nice and stiff and beautiful, they can put these silicone-like coatings and polymers, which are also not good for your body. They can even use forever chemicals to make them stain resistant. A lot of times they can use, and they do this still, they even use flame retardants to pass likely some law when they have to ship it from the US to here, or it's kids' clothing, or they just think the chemical makes it work better for the clothing. So here we are, we have not only plastic clothing, and plastics, to be clear, are now being linked to all kinds of diseases, neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's, heart disease. They're finding these microplastics buried in the plaquing of arteries. And why is that happening? These foreign substances in your body plaques around it. So it's showing up not just there, but everywhere. It's showing up in male testicles, female parts, all the different organs in our body, if you look at the research, now have microplastics embedded in them. And the one study showed that you have the weight of a plastic spoon in your brain of microplastics. And so you have to ask yourself this question, is this okay? Is this connected to the onslaught of neurodegenerative conditions, of chronic disease in the world today, and the health conditions, even skin conditions, because we're going to talk about how the fabric that you're wearing is actually affecting your skin microbiome, and your skin microbiome is what makes you healthy. So a lot of the skin conditions we're having, a lot of the health conditions we're happening are tied to these microplastics in these chemicals. And it's not just our clothing. Today's topic is clothing, because I really want to dig even deeper into this dangerous industry and give you some shocking statistics. And so let's go there. Do you know, and this could be your organic cotton t-shirt you have on, could be dipped in up to 20 to 30 different chemicals before it's placed onto your skin. Wow. That's crazy, right? Do you know even your organic cotton t-shirt, and this definitely goes for your polyester t-shirt, could be 20% the weight of the dyes, the binders, and the coatings that they're putting on that shirt to make it look nice, to put it all together. And did you know that those dyes, even though it's on an organic cotton t-shirt, now I'm not talking GOTS certified, we'll talk about that in a minute, but certified organic GOTS or GOTS certified organic cotton, it's a little bit different, but just your general run-of-the-mill conventional organic t-shirt can be up to 20% of these chemicals. And they are chemicals. They're like a plastic coating, if you will. So for example, they did a study and they talked about just a regular old cotton shirt, even if it was bleached, it would biodegrade in the landfill in a couple weeks. Let's just, for example, it's right around there. But if you took a regular old conventional organic t-shirt and tried to biodegrade it, it wouldn't, because the plastic and chemical coatings won't allow the bacteria to break that down, the microbes to break it down. And that being said, a lot of the pollution in the ocean, these nanoplastics, are not coming from the t-shirt. They're coming from the dyes that are in the clothing. And that's coming out in our washer. And this is a really big deal. That's why there's companies, a company just sent me, I don't remember the name of it, but they sent me a something to capture the wastewater and bind these microplastics, because it's becoming a huge issue in the ocean. Fish are now loaded with microplastics. So now we're ingesting fish that has microplastics. And to finish this off, do you know that you're ingesting and breathing about a half credit card a week in microplastics? So especially, and that's just the average, and it could be more depending if you're using carpet and the other sources. Now this couch here is made with organic cotton, right? It's all natural, organic. The foam in here isn't synthetic, so it's not putting off microplastics. It's natural rubber. So when I'm sitting here, it's not a poof of microplastics. If this is your typical foam, go like that, there's a poof of microplastics coming up and you're breathing them. Let's go a little bit even deeper into these dyes and toxins. So here you are, you think you're, let's move to where we sleep at night. And you bought, and we'll talk about the different types of shirts and clothing that are better. I had some examples to give you some answers at the end of this show. But let's go to our sheets where we're sweating and we're hot and we're in our sheets, and we all love our sheets. We love our silky smooth sheets. A lot of people are using bamboo sheets. And so the bamboo sheets that are made of viscose or rayon, these are really highly chemically treated bamboo sheets. And the dyes in them almost always are going to be still be a synthetic petroleum-based dye. And they're toxic. right? So then let's move towards polyester. If you have polyester, smooth polyester sheets, which are obviously worse than the toxic bamboo sheets made out of rayon or viscose, but there's a good one, much better, clean bamboo made out of lyocell. Now that's a lot better. And sheet companies like Etude will go there. And there's even better sheets than that. But here you are once again, sleeping in sheets made out of polyester, even bamboo, especially the toxic kind. And then they're dyed with these synthetic dyes, the petroleum-based dyes, and they can contain residues of toxic chemicals like isocyanates and xylene. And here's the problem. Those chemicals do not work with your biology. There's nothing they can do, and they're highly toxic to your biology, in particular, your microbiome. And your skin has a microbiome. You always hear about skincare products saying, hey, we add ceramides, these natural lipids that your body produces. They produce them naturally. And we take a lot of the times toxic skincare products that have a bunch of petroleum-based toxins in them and then synthetic ceramides, and we put them on our skin, and that's going to make us healthy. But our body actually produces through your microbiome, and it's cool, like our gut bacteria produce anti-inflammatory short-chain fatty acids. So our bacteria really do produce fats for our body. So these healthy lipids for our skin, ceramides, are produced by bacteria on our skin. And we put this fabric, and there's studies that show this, that have these residues of xylenes and isocyanates, and it literally shuts down these little fat factories, these lipid-making factories that keep your skin hydrated and protected and coated and creates a really nice skin barrier. And then you're putting clothing on you and or sleeping in sheets that contains these toxic chemical residues. And this is just a couple of them that literally break down these factories that make these skin microbiome, these skin bacteria that create a healthy skin barrier for you and put those factories either completely eliminated or highly reduced in their output of these lipids your skin needs to stay healthy and hydrated. So here we are wondering why we have an eczema epidemic. We have acne. We have contact dermatitis. We have all these rashes and skin issues. And it literally could be the clothing that you're wearing causing contact dermatitis because there's a lot of allergens in this stuff. And then we're going to talk about what we wash our clothes in a second as well. But isn't this ridiculous? If you think about it, toxins are the root cause of a lot of problems in our body, and they can literally cause you to age rapidly. They can mess with the collagen in your skin. And this is the insanity that we have today. We're using toxic chemicals, allowing them in our environment. We're getting skin reactions. We're getting health problems. We're allowing these products to be made of plastic, whether it's clothing or your sheets or the couch that you're sitting on, and we're breathing in these chemicals, these toxins, and they can also off-gas these chemicals. Like I said, there's the BPA, the formaldehyde, which can be carcinogenic, these different hormone-disrupting and carcinogenic compounds soaked inside of your sheets, of your t-shirt, of your kid's t-shirt, and it's not on the ingredient list. They don't have to tell you that they're soaking your shirt in toxic dyes. They don't have to tell you if they're soaking your organic cotton t-shirt and toxic dyes. So here's GOTS certified. What's nice about GOTS certified organic cotton is that for the most part, they're testing that so that it's not toxic to your skin and body. It doesn't mean it's not petroleum based. It does mean they can't use some of these really harsh chemicals that are going to cause those skin reactions. So for the most part, it's a much better choice. So GOTS certified organic cotton is a way better choice. And you can get those at even Walmart. So that's great. So if you can't, what I'm going to tell you next, there's, you know, a much better process, and where you get back to these ancient traditions where you're using unbleached sheets and you're using the plants, medicinal plants, in the t-shirts. Patagonia started doing this. Isomay is doing this. There's Harvest and Mill. There's a company. They're doing this. So there is a movement back towards traditional clothing making and dyes, and they're beautiful. Like this is a beautiful color. Here's a Harvest and Mill. This is a beautiful color. It's absolutely outstanding. So a lot of these things are getting better. There's another brand called Namarie. They use a hemp-based fabric, about 90%. And then they use a better form of the stretchy stuff, the spandex, about 9% now. So it's a much better option. And they use more skin-friendly dyeing process. Now, it's not going to be plant-based dyes, but they're using much better dyes to hit that market. So their product, let's say it's 90% better for your body than the equivalent spandex that you're buying out there from Nike or Lululemon. So there are companies that are now, and guess what? They're less expensive. So they're way more expensive to make, but they're charging less to win the market because they're not out to get rich and they're not spending millions and millions of dollars on advertising on TV to brainwash you into thinking this is what you need to have to look nice, because you don't. The Namorie, they're beautiful. This is what my wife has switched over to. This is what my daughter has switched over to. I wish I could get them to use medicinal plant-based cotton. I wish, but that's what I'm moving towards. Like, most of my jeans are, or you know, regenerative cotton, organic cotton, or the dyes in these jeans, probably toxic or petroleum-based. Yeah, they are, and I'm still wearing them. Do you ever sit down on your jeans and notice, or go to a restaurant or a place of community, and you'll see little blue butt marks on chairs where people keep sitting? Those dyes that are coming off, they're petroleum-based dyes, and they are toxic. So it's not a perfect world, but it's a world that's getting better because there's companies like Harvest and Mill, like Isomé, that are using... This is actually unbleached regenerative organic cotton that Isomé uses, and then medicinal plant-based dyes that actually support your skin health, because some of these herbs have known skin health benefits, kind of like indigo, and you can use that in lots of different variations of blue. This brand here too, a Harvest and Mill, and they just sent me this. I don't getting anything for this, but this is organic cotton clothing, and it's plant-based dyes, non-toxic fabric, honest label, healthy farming, carbon neutral. This is awesome. This is a great product. And as far as sheets go, yeah, there's Etitude. I have some of the Etitude sheets, but they're likely using petroleum-based dyes in their fabrics. Now, someone like Isomé, they're using certified organic cotton, GOTS certified. The cotton itself and the dyes they're using are medicinal plants. So this is unbleached here, but they use medicinal plants in their sheets. Whoops, I will shoot that over. They actually use medicinal plants in the dyeing of their sheets. These are traditional Japanese techniques that they use. And what's really cool about them is that the waste of this, you can turn into skincare. So they've won awards for this. They turn the waste from their dyeing, and they've tested it to be clean and no toxins, and they've turned it into skincare. So they won an award from that. You can literally drink the dye and get health benefits from the dyes that they're using in their sheets. So is there a movement happening? There absolutely is. Now, let's get back to a little bit more about what else we do that makes us sick with our clothing and what causes skin problems, what can cause contact dermatitis. If you're using traditional laundry detergent to wash your clothes, especially if you're using Downy, they have brighteners, which are chemicals. They have fragrances, which are chemicals. Some of the most notorious chemicals on the planet for nerdy generation and brain inflammation. Very carcinogenic, hormone disruptive. A lot of them, these trade secrets, have phthalates and other chemicals locked in to the fragrances. But then you're wearing that, especially the fragrances, because they can cause skin irritation as well, and these brighteners and other petroleum-based chemicals. So you're wearing a toxic fabric with dyes that have penetrated into that fabric, whether it's plastic or organic cotton, and you're putting these on your skin, and then you're washing them with chemicals that can cause skin reactions, that can attack your skin microbiome, which is what you really need to be healthy, is a healthy skin microbiome. You don't need more creams. You need to create a healthy skin microbiome. And so it gets to be kind of an insanity when we think we can wear chemicals, wash it in chemicals, and wear it and still be healthy. We're a sick nation. So what should we do as consumers? How do we shop? So if I were you, I'd be asking this question: what do I do? Well, I've given you some answers throughout the show and what to look for. I give you some brands. There's even more out there. I know some other t-shirt companies that do traditional dyeing with indigo, with medicinal plants that use regenerative cotton. Isomé was being one of them. Harvest Mill is a great company as well. We discussed even better types of sheets like Etitude, Isomé even having the next level, highest level of sheets. So there's some of those answers. But in general, what do you want to look for? If you're looking for bamboo, you want to be lyocell, clean bamboo, not rayon, not viscose. If you're with cotton, look for products that are certified organic cotton. That means they can't use these really nasty plant dyes. But even better, get unbleached certified organic cotton that is dyed with plant-based materials, typically all plant-based, just medicinal plants, not just plant-based. They have some plant-based and some petroleum-based, but 100% non-toxic plant-based dyes. That's what you're really looking for. So that's your best case scenario. Worst case, you can go with the mainstream brands like Pact for your t-shirts. They're still pretty high quality, non-toxic dyes, but not as good as a plant-based dye. they're still petroleum-based. They're not 100% non-toxic. But these are some of these bigger companies that you can utilize. I like certified organic cotton, GOTS certified underwear from NADS. I think that's a great product, right? Is their dyes 100% perfect? No, but they're GOTS certified, so they're not dyed with harsh chemicals. So they're a lot better choice. And they fit nice, and they feel nice. And I think that's important too. So you have to have this balance. Name Marie isn't perfect, but it's 90, I'd say even 95% better than the traditional spandex and tight pants and athletic pants that we're wearing in clothing. And so there is that trade-off. And if your body is able to get a break, it's not, you're not wearing plastic that's been dyed in toxins, and then you wash it in toxins, and you're walking around in toxins, and you're sleeping in a bed of toxins at night, breathing these microplastics and chemicals that are coming from your sheet, they're affecting your skin. You're going to be in an unhealthy place. If you do the best you can with some of the better brands that are out there, and again, I've named some of the best brands on this show, it can really give your body that chance to catch up, to get healthy. And it's important to start removing the sources of toxins in your life, because if the inflow is greater than the outflow, that's when problems happen. That's when your bucket overflows. Your cells get overwhelmed with these amount of toxins. There's more coming in than your liver and kidneys and natural biochemical processes can handle. And they start storing in your tissues and organs. And that's when hormone disruption happens and a lot of these problems happen. So if you're not getting symptoms, you're like, I feel fine. One, I would challenge you what fine feels like today, your levels of energy, how much coffee you're drinking. So when you feel fine, you're functioning, but you may not be optimized. And when dis-ease happens, it's typically too late because it's you get overwhelmed over time with these levels of toxins. And the literature is very clear what toxins can do to your body. It can trigger autoimmune conditions. It definitely causes accelerated aging. It can cause mitochondrial dysfunction, hormone dysfunction. It's directly linked to the big C. It affects your microbiome, which is a big deal. We talked about the skin microbiome, but it also affects your gut microbiome, which is literally the fingerprint of your health. Healthy, diverse microbiome, healthy person, a fingerprint of a individual who has diabetes, has a certain, missing certain bacteria. A lot of these things can be linked, and toxins affect not only your microbiome, but they affect the health of these bugs that really make up who you are. So toxins and your microbiology do not get along. We talked about with the skin, with these textiles, especially your sheets, but when you're ingesting through breathing these toxins, whether they're off-gassing from that new foam couch that you bought or even your new t-shirt. So make sure you wash your new clothes no matter what it is. So let's do a recap on what we learned today. We know that cotton can be up to 20% other chemicals in weight by the time it gets on your shirt because of the binders, fillers, and coatings that can be on it. We learned that organic cotton, even organic, if it's not GOTS certified or OCOTEX certified fabrics, they can have chemicals on them that can still get into your skin. They can be dipped up to 20, even 30 times in chemicals that can absorb in your skin. Your skin is like a mouth. So whatever you put on your skin goes into your body. It absorbs. We hear it of transdermal. Well, this is transdermal. That's why I love Isomay sheets, because it has healthy medicinal plants that when they touch and soak into your skin, when some of those natural chemicals get inside of you, these things that work with your biology, what you've evolved with, you get an uplift in healing, a lower, I could say, it supports your skin health. You know, if you want to learn more some of these real details, you'd have to join the community where I can speak more freely about the benefits of some of these herbs and even wearing the types of textiles that you'd want to wear. And I'll go on a little aside here, is there is studies done on frequency as well when you talk about polyester. So before I go there, and I really want to give you that truth bomb as a bonus at the end of the show, let's ask this question. Is, based on what we just said, on organic fabrics and even regular cotton fabrics, what is better? Is it still better than a polyester, say, pair of underwear? Well, the answer is a resounding yes. And there's been some studies done on this that give us some insights into how toxic these polyester fabrics are. And we're not even talking about the chemicals that are used to make them, the plastics and the microplastics. We're talking about just the skin contact and how it doesn't work with our biology. And there was a study done with underwear using polyester slings on 14 healthy males. And they found that after 4.5 months, all these men had zero sperm count, zero, flatlined. and they wore this polyester sling. It was like a bikini, if you will. Their male appendage was showing, but it was wrapped around their boys. And after 4.5 months, they went spermless. Their swimmer count went to zero. That's pretty crazy, right? And they say it right in the study that it's a very effective male contraceptive. This is kind of crazy that this can actually happen, but it did. And why did they think, what did the researchers say as to the reasons why this was the case? And it was for two big reasons. The first reason is when your boys, they need certain temperature regulation to produce sperm. So that makes sense. That's why male testicles hang outside and they need to be in the right temperature to produce and act like they're supposed to act and produce sperm. So when you wrap them up tightly in a plastic bag that can't breathe, it's like wrapping them in the plastic bag that changes the changes in temperature work against your production of sperm. And number two, and I find this most interesting, and I think we can apply this even deeper, is that when you rub your skin and your boys, in this case, against polyester fabric, it creates electrostatic charge, kind of like static electricity. And what they found in that study is it affected sperm and sperm count. And one of the main reasons that they believe, and there's others, but one of the main reasons is that that electrostatic charge isn't natural and it's actually working against our biology and it creates oxidative stress on those sensitive tissues. Scary part is they actually measured the male testicle size and they actually shrunk during that time as well because of this oxidative stress from the polyester fabric. And then they duplicated this study where a different study was done on male and female dogs, and they found the same thing, that they could make both the male and female dogs infertile by putting on polyester underwear onto these dogs from the rubbing of the fabric and the heat that it produced. It worked on both male and female in this instance. So that's really scary. And this, what's interesting is, and why I would say polyester fabric or just regular cotton is better than polyester fabric, is for that reason. Because on the female and male dog study, they did a polyester cotton blend and they didn't get that negative effect as they did with straight polyester underwear on these dogs. And so my supposition and what I would like to communicate to you guys is if you're wearing polyester clothing, you're still creating that static, right? You're still creating that charge that isn't in alignment with your biology. Like if you go outside and ground, that is healing energy. If you get outside and the ions, the things that we've evolved with, nature, forest bathing, there's tons of research on this stuff, guys. Nature heals, but these bad frequencies, electric frequencies that come from our homes and magnetic fields that can come off of rotating motors and electric cars and our iPhone and our watches and all these devices, these are frequencies that work against our biology that cause oxidative stress. And blue light causes oxidative stress. These LEDs, the flicker of it causes stress. So the things that are outside of nature actually cause our biology to have oxidative stress, which we have to deal with. And we're dealing with too much of it. In our clothing, you can make the argument that this electrostatic fields, these plastic pants that are kind of like underwear, and these Lululemon type brands and Nikes, they're so form fitting. They're literally wrapping you in this plastic like fabric and it's rubbing on you, creating an electrostatic field. So that's what's crazy. So that's why I'd say, even if you, for whatever reason, you can't find yourself, and if you could really bring your wardrobe down, I bet you could afford just an organic, GOTS certified, get like 3 shirts, t-shirts and different clothing and really simplify it. I guess that's kind of hard, because Shein and all these other big companies really promote different looks and you want to look a certain way. So that gets into a whole nother psychology of marketing, but we really could simplify and afford it. But say you can't and you want to buy, you still want to have lots of different options. Regular old cotton is going to be better, I think, than polyester big time, just based on that study, just because of the electrostatic. And it's probably going to have a little bit of a lower toxicity level as well. So that's how I really wanted to end this. So here's the bonus I wanted to talk about and why I believe, based on what we just talked about, that there's these, the frequency, you know, of this, or the static of this, the energy that it's putting off wearing polyester fabric can cause negative effects. And there's some people that believe, and there's a strong belief in that, that these plastic fabrics have no life, no frequency, no energy that aligns with your body. And there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, things like linen and these other fabrics, they have a frequency that's healing to your biology, that they can actually give life. And these other things that are from chemicals do not have that frequency and do not have that life. So it's a little more woo-woo. But for me personally, I believe that the further you get away from nature, the more tough your life's going to be. It's going to cause oxidative stress. It's going to cause harm to your body. The closer you are to nature, what we've evolved with, our biology, the healthier you're going to be. The herbs, all the things that we talk about. I don't know about you, but I really had my eyes opened when I learned a lot about how dirty the textile industry is. It is a dirty industry. It is driven by money in the chemical industry. And so I hope this helps you make better choices and drive that industry into healthier fabrics. I know that Nemarie, the company that we just talked to, they're trying to use natural rubber and other ways instead of using some of the spandex, even the biodegradable and, you know, healthy types of spandex in their products. They're really trying to create fabric that they can share with the world and share with other brands and make a massive difference. So I really love what they're doing because so many people, including my daughter, want to wear those Lululemon type clothing, that athletic clothing, and they're disrupting that industry. So I'm really proud of companies that are doing that. And it's you guys making those decisions, supporting these companies that do it better. Nemarie, Isomé, some of the other brands that we mentioned, this is how we make a difference together. And if you want to learn more about some of the strategies that I use to get my health and life back, to restore my energy for the weight loss that I've experienced, I was 210 pounds, all the things I did because I was so toxic. I'd love to share that with you, and I can do that more safely inside the Non-Toxic Living community. I'll drop a link for that below as well with a discount. And you can also go to nontoxicliving.com. Guys, thank you so much for being part of this episode. Share it with your friends. The dirty textile industry needs to change, and it's going to be changed by us making a difference and sharing this information with others. Again, thanks for being on the show today. We'll see you on the next episode.